Welcome back to the program. We hope you enjoyed our story for today. We're here with Dr. Shahab Shahverdi, and we're discussing the elderly. And we'll go back to, you refer to a term, geriatric. Why don't you tell us what that is exactly, geriatric care management?
Yes, sure. Actually, geriatrics is a specialized field of medicine for the elderly. Actually, all aspects of elderly, from psychological and aspects to physical status and everything related to elderly. So it studies and practices the elderly issues, everything. And actually, the geriatric care management is best defined in the health systems. It's the process of planning and coordinating elderly care to meet their long-term needs, to improve their quality of life, and the most important point, to help them maintain their independence in this age as long as possible. This is the most important point, because maintaining the independence can help them a lot in this age.
Mm-hmm. Right. So basically, we want to, like you said, maintain them well. How do they age well?
Yes, actually there are many instructions, a wide spectrum of instructions to age well, to get to the elderly age healthy. But to briefly categorize them, all these activities are categorized in five pillars. The first pillar is nutrition, is the quality of nutrition. Second is physical wellness. The third is mental wellness. And the fourth pillar is socialization, having public relations, which keeps them mentally active. And the last pillar, but not the least pillar, is prevention from falls. Maybe it's interesting to you or other audience, because preventing from falls in elderly is one important pillar for quality of life for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So basically, how do you assess the factors which lead to aging well? For example, nutrition,
yes,
like you said.
Yes. Assessing the elderly situation, both physical and mental, is best performed by specialized teams, which consist of a geriatric physician, nurses, and also psychologists, as a geriatric team who assess all aspects and issues of the elderly. In many countries, we have a specialized teams, geriatric teams, but unfortunately in other countries we lack these specialized teams. For example, about nutrition, for example, as one pillar of aging well, there are many different ways. For example, the first one is history. The history of patient's nutrition, a detailed history to take from the patient. And the second one is, for example, having a usual intake of the patient. You want to know, for example, based on a 24-hour recall, to know what is your usual intake, your usual daily diet. This is another important point. And the third one is also physical examinations with a special reference to signs which show overconsumption or inadequate consumption of some nutrient. Also, we have some signs in physical examination which lead to the nutrition deficiencies. And sometimes in special cases, if applicable, you can have lab tests, for example, blood sugar level, vitamin B12 level in vegetarians or the patients undergoing major gastrointestinal surgeries, or cholesterol level, hemoglobin level, also serum albumin, which is an important protein in the blood serum. Mm-hmm. Assessing these lab tests also helps. So there are different, many various aspects to assess the health status of the patient.
Definitely. So definitely an overall, from all aspects, to know what condition that person is in at the time.
Exactly, because having a good understanding from the present situation helps to prevent from future problems and to maintain a better quality of life. This is the first step.
Right, and offer better care.
Sure.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, well, don't go away from Here and There is up next. Well, now it's time for From Here and There with my colleague Mahdi Babagolzadeh. As usual, he has many interesting segments prepared for us. So let's see what he has for us today. Mr. Golzadeh, over to you.
Thanks, Mrs. Ahju.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, hello, dear viewers, and welcome to this part of the program From Here and There. Well, for today, I found another interesting article about Botox, which again shows the negative side effect of it, or the side of it. Now, the second article is about an international congress held in Iran, and the third is an introduction of an interesting website. Now, let's go on to our first article. Now, Botox has found a significant place amongst cosmetic treatments for wrinkles. But in the case of migraines, it is no more effective than some of the most commonly used drugs. Now, scientists reviewed data of 27 previous studies to compare Botox and other chronic headache treatments. Findings revealed that amongst chronic sufferers who had at least 15 migraines a month, Botox just prevented, on average, just about only 2 headaches. The treatment was also found to be less effective in helping patients suffering from chronic tension headaches. Now, it continues to say that about half of those who received Botox also showed side effects during the trials, and patients randomly assigned to receive the injections were 25% more likely to report any types of side effects, including muscle weakness and also neck pain. Welcome back. Now, the second section is about Iran's 11th International Congress of Immunology and Allergy, which kicked off in the capital city of Tehran, hosting scientists from more than 20 countries. Now, scientists from the United States, Canada, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, England, and Japan are participating in the four-day event to discuss the latest achievements in immunology and allergy studies. The biannual event is considered the most important gathering of immunology in Iran. Furthermore, more than 30 workshops will be held on the sidelines of the event, which has been organized by the Iranian Society of Immunology and Allergy and Iranian Universities of Medical Sciences. Well, for the third section of the program, I found an interesting site called Islami City. Well, when you go onto the website, on the homepage, you'll see highlights of the things taking place around the world, which mostly concerns the Islamic world or the worlds of Islam. It has a newsroom section which has the latest news and analysis. Another interesting thing that I found while roaming around the site was its multimedia section. It has both audio, but most importantly, video clips on a variety of things, from a short film about Occupy Wall Street to religious clips on Hajj and a step-by-step guide or live broadcast of Hajj. Now, talking about live coverage, it also has a section which you can watch live TV channels like Saudi TV Mecca and Saudi TV Medina. And obviously, being an Islamic site, it will enlighten you with even the basics of Islam, like understanding Islam, the pillars of Islam, Islamic history, and goes on to give you prayer times, Islamic quiz to test yourself, and etc. Well, the site is www.islamicity.com. Well, that's it from me. I hope you enjoyed this part of the program From Here and There. As usual, you can visit us at sahatv.tv. You could also email us as well at purehome@sahatv.ir. or call us directly on 0098-21-22-16-2887 or 0098-21-22-16-2854. Thank you for watching. Back to you, Mrs. Akhtar.
Thank you, Mr. Golzadeh. I think it was interesting, your first article about Botox, and I think Dr. Shahvardi can probably agree with us that there's a lot of things that are maybe, I mean, they have some good effects, but they have a lot of side effects, and people really have to be cautious.
Botox, the side effects more than the good effects of
right,
it.
Right. And now that it's so widespread and easily accessible, you have to watch out for some of the
obviously,
things like that,
yes.
Right?
Actually, about Botox, we have two types of side effects. One are the features related to the medicine itself, as every medicine in the usage by physicians, it has some special side effects. And the second group, which we see more common these days, is unspecialized people, for example, in cosmetics, or even physicians, which inject the Botox. You know, the point of injection, the units of injection, the depth of injection are something which is best prescribed and best performed by highly specialized physicians, which mm-hmm. will also decrease the side effects.
Wow. So you yes, really have to
true.
Be careful about that.
Yes, sure.
Great. Thank you. Well, basically, as we you saw a report last week, Kaherzak Charity Foundation is a non-profit charitable NGO where the elderly or the physically handicapped are cared for free of charge, and it runs solely on the donations of people. So let's go together and watch that report, the continuation of last week's.
Most of the residents of our nursing home are elderly people. Approximately two-thirds of our 1,750 beds are occupied by elderly people, and one-third of them are occupied by middle-aged people or young disabled people with different kinds of disability. There are also a number of MS patients. According to statistics, there are 1 billion elderly people throughout the world, and if we consider the age 60 as the average beginning of oldness, the number of old people will reach 2 billion in 20 years. The world should start to do something about it right now. Experts in our own country should also plan for the future, otherwise we will have the problem of taking care of the elderly in the future. They should find solutions for this problem now. From the first day, Kaherzak Complex started its work as a charity organization and by receiving people's donations. The donations started from that 1,000 square meter land, and other beneficent people also started to offer peripheral donations. Today, after 40 years, we have this number of active beds. During the present year, each bed has averagely cost us 1 million tomans. This is a very high cost, and we try to attract people's donations. We have estimated to be able to supply 80% of the cash and kind needs of the complex through people's donations. The other 20% will be supplied by governmental and semi-governmental helps. There is a slogan in Kaherzak Complex, and that is, whoever comes here should have an ordinary life here, because they are going to stay here for an infinite time. It shouldn't be the case that old people come here and we provide them with food and accommodation while they do nothing here. Being active is one of the most important points in Caries Are Complex. People who come here are supposed to be active in